Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Ed Vitagliano.
And welcome back to Today's Issues on this Tuesday, September 19th. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman this week while he is doing his spiritual heritage tour. And my co-host, who's out in the Dallas area, the amazing and awe-inspiring Ray Pritchard of Keep Believing Ministries. Ray, why don't you let our listeners know about Keep Believing Ministries, your website, and what people can find there. And if they want to hear you preach, I tease you about your little Bible thing that you are preaching, but you are an outstanding Bible teacher. And so if people want to see if you're going to be close or if they want to have you to their church or conference, give our listeners some information about you and the ministry.
Thank you, Ed. Let me just invite our listeners to come to keepbelieving.com. Just surf on over that. Just take the word keep and the word believing, put them together, keepbelieving.com. We've got a huge online repository of biblical resources, books and e-books and videos and so on. And let me just mention for our listeners, just this week, in fact, the last 24, 48 hours, we've released a new little booklet called Praying for Your Prodigal. Almost everybody has a prodigal in your family, a loved one, a family member, somebody maybe raised in the church who for one reason or another is far from God. And sometimes it's so hard to pray for our loved ones who have strayed from the truth and gone out into the world. And sometimes we feel like our prayers make no difference. Well, if you come to keepbelieving.com, we're offering this booklet for free. Just click on you'll see a banner across the top and it'll say booklets, and you click on that and there's a place there to go, and you can order copies of our brand new booklet called Praying for Your Prodigal. We want to encourage believers never to give up. Let's keep on praying until all of our prodigals come back home to God. That's at keepbelieving.com.
Well, thank you for that, Ray. And I do want to let our listeners know the material that you have on your website, I mean, touches people and feeds people all around the world. I mean, there are literally ministers and preachers who avail themselves of the material on keepbelieving.com. And so thank you so much. I'm right about that, right? I mean, there are people around the world who do that.
Well, we have pastors in Pakistan. In fact, we hear more from Pakistan than any other country in Asia. It's amazing. I've never been to Pakistan, but somehow God's opened up doors there through the miracle of the internet. And there are Pakistani pastors, which is one of the hardest places to be a Christian on the face of the earth, so much persecution. But through the internet, they come to Keep Believing and get sermon resources, and we're glad to be a help to pastors and Christian workers everywhere. We're all in this together, right, Ed? We just got to help each other serve the Lord.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Ray. Well, Steve Jordahl, who's reporter and news anchor for American Family News, is in studio with Walker and I. And Steve, I know you've got some stories that you need to cover, some tough things, but please tell me you got something at least a little bit funny or entertaining to start us off. Something.
Yeah, well, good morning. Good morning, Ed, and good morning, Ray and Walker. I know it's only September of 2017, but already there's campaign mode going on. And every single member of Congress and the House of Representatives is up for election every 2 years. And there's a Democrat running in Virginia. His name is Daniel Helmer. He is challenging Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, and he put out an ad, which is a little bit of a takeoff on Top Gun. Do you remember that movie, Ray?
Yes, I do.
Have you seen this ad? Because
I saw it last night.
I hear you chuckling there.
I laughed my head off when I saw that ad.
So if you remember the movie Top Gun, it was starring Tom Cruise, and there was a scene in there where he walked into a bar and it's like the beginning of a joke, isn't it? He was in a bar, right. And in trying to impress the girl, he had decided to sing. You remember that song, You've Lost That Loving Feeling?
Yes.
Right. Well, this ad is his political takeoff on that. The ad starts out with him rolling up. The guy's name again is Daniel Hammer, rolling up on a motorcycle like
Tom Cruise
used to do or did in the movie. And then he walks in, and you're going to hear the sound of a drink being poured. It's really interesting. They don't say it explicitly, and I have no idea whether this is a campaign issue, but this does kind of make Barbara Comstock look like a little bit of a drinker. But so anyway, this is the ad. I don't think there's anything you're going to miss after what I've set up. I think this should be fairly self-explanatory.
Here you go, Congresswoman Comstock.
There's the drink she's being poured.
Isn't that Congresswoman Comstock back there at the bar?
Sure is.
Bet you can't get her to hold a town hall.
Town hall? Do you want better than that? We've lost that love and feeling.
No, Dan.
You never hold town halls anymore with constituents. Planned Parenthood and Obamacare you voted against. You're trying hard not to show it, but Barbara, Barbara, you know it. You've lost that centrist feeling, 'cause you've been right-wing appealing. We've lost that loving feeling, now it's gone, gone, gone. You've got to go.
Nice work, Dan.
Thanks, Maverick.
Thanks, Maverick.
Thanks, Maverick.
That was his call sign.
That was the call sign of Tom Cruise's wingman. So So already politics in full flare. And frankly, I tire very quickly of political ads in general. But if that one was playing, I think that's one I probably wouldn't end up voting for the guy because he's advocating swinging far left from where right. Comstock is. But you got to give it to the guy. He has a creative ad. Now, I read this morning that he pulled it because of the criticism.
Criticized.
No.
Criticized because someone labeled it as the worst campaign ad ever.
Believe me, that is not the worst campaign ad ever.
Well, here's the thing. The left is all about censoring things that offend people. So it looks like their own standards coming back to bite them.
I don't know if they don't like the message or the singing or they just think it's cheesy. It is cheesy.
It is cheesy.
But
it
is funny, too.
But we just played it on the radio.
There you go. That's right. I think it's the first ever ad for a Democrat candidate that's ever played on American Family Radio.
Well, and speaking of that, we need a couple of disclaimers.
That's right.
First of all, we are not advocating the movie Top Gun. It has got some adults.
Right.
Language and behavior in it. Right. And we are not advocating that you vote for Dan, what is it, Bremer?
No, his name is Daniel Helmer.
Helmer.
We don't advocate for any candidate in any race.
That's right.
We're not doing, that's not for the reason that we're not getting into his policies. I just thought it was a little bit of a funny ad.
That's creative. And you know what? If we're going to have to listen to and watch political ads, they might as well at least be entertaining.
There you go.
For the next year and a half or whatever we've got. So, all right, Steve. I'm sure now you got some additional stories that are of a less entertaining nature.
Well, more serious. And let's start with kind of the, not breaking news, but there's another hurricane, which this morning Maria was upgraded to a Category 5. This is a big monster and it's a serious hurricane. It is bearing down on Puerto Rico, which took a big hit from Irma.
Right.
So they're just kind of taking it right now. It has already damaged the island is called Dominica. It's the home of the Dominican Republic, and they call that island Dominica. It's already taken off a bunch of roofs and taken stuff down there too.
Now, Jose, the prior storm we've had this has been a very unusual summer.
Well, that's actually two storms ago.
Okay,
Jose,
but is that not still up the East Coast going up there?
York? Yeah. So it went. What's the Texas one?
That was Harvey.
Harvey. It went Harvey, and then Irma. Now they do these alphabetically, so every time that there's a gap, like I doesn't follow H, I does follow I. But the next one we talk about is Hurricane Irma, and then Jose.
Jose, and there was a K. Had to be a K.
There was a K.
Katia. That was one in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes, but
so what about L?
Well, they name things once it becomes a tropical storm. They name things, and if it doesn't amount to much, they just put the name back in the hopper, and it'll come around again in a couple of years. But this storm is called Maria, and yes, in the news when I was anchoring the other day, I did start the news that segment by saying, "How do you solve a problem like Maria?" Because it is being a big problem down there.
And that is from the old play, isn't it?
That's from the Sound of Music.
Sound of Music. Right. Okay.
Movie
right.
and play. Okay. And
boy, you are creative, Steve.
You know,
you are creative.
I'm not saying I get bored, but there's just something about putting
a song with a news story.
Well, there's something about reporting on things because, you know, now with hurricanes, but generally, you could in with many of the topics that we deal with. You could kind of put a template together and just change the names, you know, Antifa rioted at, and then put the name of the college in, or whatever. And I get a little bored with that. So I
now let me just a little. I know this is just a little sidestep here because I got a little confused here. I was thinking that song about Maria. Wasn't she in West Side Story? Wasn't there a Maria in West Side Story?
There was, but that's
this is Sound of Music.
Okay, all right. Because I wanted to do the Jets versus the Sharks. I wanted to start doing the finger snapping.
Well, you could go ahead and do that, but it would be
totally wrong,
unrelated to the okay. Maria that I
all right
on that I put. This hurricane has nothing to do with the Sound of Music either, but it's
okay.
So anyway, yeah, it's a Category 5, which we've learned in the last couple of months means that the winds are exceeding 157 miles an hour sustained. So, and it looks like it will, they're hoping it'll turn right or north before it hits the U.S. mainland. But you remember last year or the year before, there was a hurricane. It wasn't a hurricane when it hit, but it had been a hurricane, and it was a pretty powerful tropical storm that hit New York City.
I don't, Sandy? I just don't remember that.
Maybe.
That's
Sandy?
Right. Yeah, Sandy.
It might have been Sandy.
Yeah.
And, you know, so let's just say when they turn north, it might spare Florida, it might spare the Carolinas, where you think of as hurricane country. But these things are storms. Even
they got to go somewhere.
Yeah, even after they lose their hurricane force winds, there's a lot of water that comes with this stuff. So yeah, right. that's what's going on in the Gulf there with Hurricane Maria. I have a story today that I'd like to bring you from the Russia Files.
And I've missed
the Russia
Files because
well,
of that song. So
this story brought to you by President Trump's lawyers. I got to tell you, if you're a lawyer, you got to start thinking about what's around you. President Trump's lawyer, Ty Cobb, no relation to the baseball player who's been dead for a long time, but it's one of his chief lawyers that's working on President Trump's defense when it comes to this Russia connection. And he was at a restaurant, and he was talking a little loudly, and a New York Times reporter just happened to be around. Now, if you talk to something and talk to somebody, you're a lawyer, you talk to your client or even another lawyer, if you're going to say it loud enough that everybody in the restaurant can hear it, then attorney-client privilege doesn't really count for a whole lot. Mm-hmm. So the New York Times put a rundown of the conversation, and what we learned from it was that the White House counsel Don McGahn's office was being too conservative, they say, about turning over documents to special counsel Bob Mueller. You remember Bob Mueller was talking about he's leading the charge on this Russia investigation. He's the leader, and the Trump team has been saying that they are completely forthcoming.
Right.
Ray and Walker and Ed, you remember that they said that they were completely forthcoming with all the documents. They're participating and not holding anything back. Well, according to this conversation, they may be holding a little stuff back. So
what were a couple things maybe that they caught?
Well, they talked about a document that one of the Trump lawyers is keeping in a safe, and there was no indication about what the document had to do with, but it was a document apparently that the lawyer... Now, you probably should caveat this by saying, if everything that is being said here is correct. Now, I don't know if, the New York Times is his reputation for being an accurate news source has taken a bit of a hit since President Trump has been in office. But I don't have any reason to doubt that the story is true. But I'm just putting a caveat out there that it if it's true, there's maybe a document that that hasn't been turned over to the FBI. He found out that in that famous meeting with Donald Trump Jr. and the Russian lawyer, the quote was, there was no perception that there was an exchange. And I, so the fact they're talking about the perception, which is something the lawyer would talk about, there wasn't a smoking gun necessarily in this thing. It's just a little inappropriate.
Well, let me just bring Ray in here. You know, Ray, and then Steve will come back to you. It's pretty sad that we've gotten to the place, and I always try to remind myself of this. Not that you plan on saying anything inappropriate, but nowadays they tell you if you are out in public, you better make sure you have your ducks in a row, even if you're in a private conversation with your wife, that somebody can be recording you. Somebody can be recording your conversation. So, you can't say anything about your boss or your next-door neighbor, your mother-in-law, or anything like that. Sad to say, you know, that you can't say anything about your mother-in-law. I mean, what is this world coming to?
Exactly.
But I happen to love my mother-in-law if she's listening.
That's right.
This is the world we live in. The amount of space that we can call our own and with an expectation of privacy is shrinking.
Yeah. And, you know, I wonder, Ed, if it hasn't almost completely disappeared. We like to think that we have privacy inside our own homes. I don't even know how sure we can be with that in terms of, you know, we have these listening devices like Alexa, you know, where you can make and say, play this record and so on.
Right.
I mean, you've got stuff listening on the inside of your own home. I suppose it's just a good thing to remember from a biblical point of view. We like to say God is always watching. Yes, he is. And nowadays, somebody else is also probably watching. Somebody else is probably listening. So I think I saw this somewhere. If you think it, don't say it. If you say it, don't write it. If you write it, don't be surprised.
Hey, if you find that, you got to send that's a good meme. Steve, Ray's exactly right. They talk about your camera on your computer or your laptop. I mean, your television, your smart TV. I was listening to something on the way back from Louisiana, where I spent some time on AFA business. Coming back from Louisiana, hit a dead spot, couldn't get an AFR station, so I was listening to, I'm sorry, folks, I don't mean to disappoint you, to an NPR story. And they were talking about your refrigerator, your smart refrigerator, collecting information about what's in your refrigerator, and I don't know who they're sending it to.
Yeah.
So even in your own home, You gotta watch your step.
I'm doing a story today about Facebook and some of the challenges that it has in the ads that it places, and that's a different discussion. But what they talked about was that when Facebook is making a ton of money because when they send information to advertisers, it's not like most other companies. Facebook will be able to tell the advertiser who your friends are, what your interests are, where you live. You know, and if you look, it can probably give you for prolific Facebook posters, it can probably give them an hour by hour rundown of their day. And so that's gold to advertisers.
And it's gold to the governments if they ever need it. Because if you're maybe arrested for something or you do something illegally, they can do a warrant. Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Amazon.com, everything you've searched for, what your interests are, what books you've bought, what products you've bought.
Facebook knows more about us than the government does. The Facebook, like you're saying, I mean, who you dated in high school, what class you graduated with, where you bank, where you go every day. You know, you go to these places and check in.
Right.
You can check in at Starbucks or you go to, you know, out to eat or go to the movies. If you check in, I mean, that's just. You're putting out there, here's where I go on Friday night, here's where I go on Sunday morning.
And Ray, you're absolutely right. The internet never forgets. And you keep hearing stories about these kids that are, well, kids, but like a college graduate that goes for an interview or something, and all of a sudden he's denied the job because he posted a picture of himself drunk when he was in college.
Yeah.
You know what? Right. One more reason why it's probably good to stay away from hard drink, but
yes, point one.
Yeah, not only don't drink and drive, don't drink and take selfies.
That's right.
I mean, it's just out there. It's all of a sudden it's public information. I was thinking when we were talking about this. Remember the first statement that Alexander Graham Bell, I think it was, talked about, or maybe it was Thomas Edison when he was no, it was Graham Bell when he discovered the phone, and he yes. said, "Watson, come here.
Yeah, but I need you."
Isn't what hath God wrought?
What hath God wrought?
Isn't that right. one of the inventors said that about one of his inventions? We're still asking that question.
Well, two quick points here. Number one, I think just given all that you guys have said, I think if any of us knew how much they, whoever they are, Facebook, Amazon, the government,
Google,
yes, yeah, absolutely. Google. If we knew how much they knew about us, I think we would be terrified. And there's no going back. You know, we could complain about it, but who is going to give up their cell phone, right?
Right.
Nobody's going to. So we've, in exchange for the convenience of being connected around the world, we're all in the system. And I want to say second thing, this is another whole point. I have no doubt in my mind, biblically, this is all part of the movement toward a one world government in the last days, because the whole focus of the book of Revelation is the power to control who buys and sells. And you know, the truth is, if you control my cell phone, you control me, because that's the way I communicate with the world. And these are the days in which we are living. So, and I'm looking at some of the comments here, guys, on the Facebook page. Folks are saying, be careful, and everybody mm-hmm. better be careful about what you say, because we used to say jokingly, Big Brother is listening. Big Brother, Big Sister, the whole world is tuned in now. So be careful what you say, what you think, what you write.
And the fact of the matter is that with all that information, a government, like you were saying, Walker, a government that wanted to and had the legal right to,
yeah,
could actually pick and choose who it wanted to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they have all this information on people, all right, they can decide whose information they're going to reveal at what time.
Right.
And so if you're a troublemaker talking about First Amendment protections or this or that, they yeah. can just go, okay, well, we're going to destroy you then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to
yeah.
silence that voice. And Ray, to your point, when I was in Bible college, I had some real doubts about the way some people were interpreting the book of Revelation,
right,
about the kind of things you're talking about.
Right.
Because my thinking was that's just impossible to carry
right.
out
right.
logistically. But now we are rapidly, in my lifetime, coming up on the day when that very well could happen, just the way certain people interpreted.
You know, the interesting thing is, you say it's happening rapidly, but it really has been sneaking up on us. If you think
yes.
back to maybe the mid-80s or the 70s, before cell phones, before all this kind of stuff, if you took somebody living in that culture at that time, if you were you back then, and
right.
the next day somebody said there's going to be technology that can follow you, that can listen to you, you would freak out, you would complain, you would rebel, you'd start changing lifestyles. But because it's been happening over the years, we kind of don't realize.
We accept it. It's yeah. part of life now, right?
All right, guys, we are out of time once again. Folks, I know you're listening. You're saying, I want more, I want more. Well, keep listening throughout the day. More great programming ahead. And we will, I assure you, revisit these kinds of topics at another time. And we are going to post whatever we can about our discussion on Facebook for today's issues. For Ray Pritchard, folks, don't forget, keepbelieving.com. Check him out. Thank you, Ray, for being on with us.
Thank you, Ed.
And Steve Jordahl, Walker Wildman, thank you guys for being here. Brent Creeley, thank you for being the man behind the board. Folks, that's all the time we have for today's issues. Keep listening to American Family Radio.